Let's return back home now to northern New South Wales, where people who have lost their homes in this week's bushfires are trying to come to terms with what's happened. At least 21 homes have been confirmed destroyed, as Bronwyn Herbert reports.
Hannah Lillywhite and her partner Matt recently became the proud owners of 13 acres of land in West Bungawolbin, setting up life in their restored caravan in the Northern Rivers region of New South Wales.
A dream we'd held for a long time to own land. Yeah, and it's our first home.
That was 3 weeks ago. Now there's nothing left. She says they had just minutes to get out as the same fire that devastated the village of Rapville hit their place.
All we had time to do was throw a pair of boots on and chuck the dogs in the car, and we drove out our lane, and we're on the corner, and just to the right of us was just a wall of flames coming down Mile Creek Road towards us, so we just had to drive for it. And the whole way out was just people on the side of the road just in absolute shock, like not knowing what to do. It travelled over 12 kilometres in under 10 minutes.
The fires have also devastated another remote community of Ewingar, where Terry Gann has for the last decade been building his dream home.
My house is destroyed. All the roof is just hanging like a curtain over it all, and just speaking to some neighbours who went and had a look, asked if there was anything salvageable on the verandas. It had massive big verandas all the way around, and they said no, everything's gone. And basically I've lost everything that was in the house. Memorabilia, my father was in Vietnam, he was a career soldier and passed away a couple of years ago, and I had a lot of his things and photos and all that, and it's all gone.
He won't get back to the property until this weekend.
Just put the place on the market and sell it as a block with a shed and some dams on it, and sell off the tractor and everything, and I just wanted to leave the place, and I don't ever want to go back.
At least 21 homes are confirmed destroyed, 15 in the village of Rapville, south of Casino, in a fire that may have been deliberately lit. Richmond Valley Mayor Robert Musto says if that's the case, he hopes the culprit is found and prosecuted.
It's very disappointing, frustrating, and to be honest with you, I'm bloody angry over that. So I hope that those investigations come up, if it's correct, and they find the assailants, and they feel the long end of the law.
Many homeowners are still facing an anxious wait before being given the all clear to return home. Robert Musto is asking for patience.
The trees are on fire, they're still falling down. There's over 150 electricity poles, so naturally the wires are down. We don't want any more casualties or injuries.
Nearly 60 volunteers from South Australia will arrive today to give the exhausted volunteers a break.
Bronwyn Herbert.